USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Russian forces besieging the southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol have called on the city's defenders to surrender. Moscow claimed Saturday that its forces had captured the majority of the city's urban center and have reportedly told Ukrainian troops that their lives would be spared if they put down their arms. And there's been no indication from Ukrainian fighters that they have any intention of surrendering. And Finland and Sweden announced this week that each would decide whether to join NATO in the next few weeks, prompting threats from Russia. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes the countries will end up as NATO members. He tells Fox News that the current situation in Europe has clearly changed their perspective.
I think they can see that being in the mushy middle, being in some place as Ukraine was, where it wasn't clear if the guarantees that had been made as part of the commitments in 94, the Budapest Memorandum, if they'd be real or not, I think those two countries can see that they are better to be with this powerful entity.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
12 people were injured Saturday in a shooting at a Columbia, South Carolina mall. 10 people were treated for gunshot wounds, with 8 victims hospitalized, 2 of them in critical condition. Police say the victims ranged from 15 to 73 years old. Columbia Police Chief W.H. Skip Holbrook says authorities have so far detained 3 people.
What we know is at least 3 people were seen with firearms inside the mall. And at least one person fired at them. That could change.
And during the opening ceremonies of this year's Invictus Games, Prince Harry took a moment to honor the Ukrainian team in the wake of the Russian invasion of their country. The Duke of Sussex addressed the bravery of the Ukrainian forces, saying Saturday that the world stands with them and that he hopes their participation is an opportunity to tell the truth about what's happening in their country. The Invictus Games is an international sports competition for wounded veterans and military personnel that was founded by Prince Harry in 2014. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The mayor of Ukrainian capital says that he's making changes to some of the landmarks in his city. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News New York Bureau.
Kyiv Mayor Vital Klitschko says landmarks in the Ukrainian capital associated with Russia are going to be renamed. He wrote in a statement over Telegram that he submitted a draft decision to rename the former square of friendship between Kyiv and Moscow the Heroes of Mariupol Square. Klitschko added that subway stations, streets, avenues, and other parts of Kyiv still had names associated with Russia and that officials were thinking of new names for them. He said they would work on them until May 9th, after which a decision would be made at a city council meeting. The announcement comes after nearly 2 months of conflict between Russia and Ukraine.
A group of businesses and residents in Philadelphia have filed a lawsuit challenging the city's renewed indoor mask mandate. The suit filed Saturday argues that the city lacks the authority to impose the mandate that's set to go into effect on Monday. The group argues that health officials have overstepped their power and that only state lawmakers have the authority to approve such orders. Philadelphia became the first major city in the U.S. to reinstate a mask mandate, citing a sharp rise in COVID cases. And a California teenager who disappeared 3 years ago has been found in Utah. Connor Jack Oswalt disappeared from his Clear Lake, California home in 2019 and was found Saturday in Summit County, Utah. Sheriff's deputies found the 19-year-old sleeping in a convenience store, saying he appeared to have been living on the streets in the area for about 2 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.